You've seen the Blackhawks custom Camaros year after year, especially here at the auto show. They give these away every single year, right? They give these puppies away, and this year they have a new one. Let's bring in Corey Polka, the general manager from Real Wheels Corporation in Gurnee. Thank you for coming out. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, Pete. It's a pleasure.
So you're the guy that did the custom Camaros for years.
Yeah. We started about a decade ago, and we've done one every year since then.
And this year, what is the car that you did for the Blackhawks?
This year, they switched it up from a Camaro, made it over to the new Blazer.
So the 2020 Blazer, the brand new one?
Yep, so it's a 2020 Blazer, all Blackhawks themed inside and out, and yeah, completely redone.
Do the guys from the Hawks come over and give you some pointers, or do you just do it and say, this is what we're going to do? Do you have to go to the front office? Who are you talking to? Are you talking to Pete?
So we used to talk to, you know, the Hawks to get approval on logo placement and stuff like that.
Sure.
It's since been, you know, go ahead and build it.
Well, they trust you now.
And then afterwards, though, we seem to get the criticism from, like, Hayes and Kane and, you know, whose number's on what side, stuff like that.
Which side do they want?
Well, you know, we put Tays typically on the driver's side since he's the captain. And last year we actually switched it up for the first time and put Kane over there.
Really? He didn't like that?
Kane didn't mind, but yeah, Tays not too happy with that.
Of course. Yeah. And this year, what does it look like? Paint a picture for me with the Trailblazer. By the way, you've had a great relationship with Chevy and the Blackhawks. I mean, what a great trio. For how many years has it been again?
Yeah, it's been 10 years now.
10 years?
Yeah, in 2010 we started. Yeah, so this year's car, it's, you know, it started as a stock Blazer. It was the RS trim.
Which, by the way, the 2020 Blazer is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, they really tweaked this one.
Definitely. It's very Camaro-inspired.
How would you explain it as a car guy? Can you give people the visual? Because it's very sleek. It doesn't look like the Blazers from the past.
Right. Definitely not like the Blazers. It is a, you know, midsize SUV. It's the headlights, the grill, the taillights, all of that inspired by the Camaro. So it's a very sporty feel to it.
Right.
The interior is almost identical. It has the same style vents, the same kind of lights.
Wow.
The same dashboard, pretty much layout. It's a really cool looking car.
When I was checking out the Chevy display before the show, of course, everyone was at Corvette, but the second biggest display was the Blazer.
Yeah, they're getting quite the crowd over there for sure.
Definitely. All right, go ahead and paint a picture. What does the Blackhawks logos and everything on this Blazer look like?
Yeah, so you know, we started with just a stock red RS Blazer. We took it, added a whole Blackhawks theme to it. So it has a white stripe down the center. It's pinned in black. The hood is black itself. And then as you go to like the wheels, they're like a hockey puck inspired. It says Chevrolet Blackhawks with Indian heads on it.
How do you come up with that? That is such a great idea.
You know, when you,
I guess circles, they kind of work. But
yeah, but if you look at them, they're, you know, like flat. They look a lot like a hockey puck. And then you add the Hawks logos and stuff to it from there.
Right.
And when you get into the interior, the seats are all custom done. They look like, you know, hockey kind of inspired interior. You get the Blackhawks emblems in there. The pedals are custom billet aluminum with the Indian heads machined in them. The door sills say, like, let's go Hawks.
Wow.
And then you got LED lights throughout the whole thing. When you open the door, it's actually like a puddle light, and the Hawks logo projects down on the ground.
So, I mean, I can't imagine the meaning that you guys have. Okay, we got the auto show coming up. Blackhawks need something big this year. What are we going to do? Let's do the Blazer. It's brand new.
Well, that was actually Ellie Hillstrom. She's the one that switched
it up. That was Ellie's idea?
Yep. Ellie's the one who said to go ahead and switch it over from the Camaro. Yeah. And now you get a vehicle that, you know, could be driven year-round here in Chicago.
Right.
I think it's going to get a lot more use. The Camaros are fun. There's no doubt about it.
Of course.
But it's definitely more of a summertime thing.
Right. I mean, and you guys give this away every year.
Yeah, it gets given away, you know, ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Right. You can go to the website. Anybody can do it.
Yep.
Somebody's got to win. It should be you.
Yeah, what's cool is you actually win the car. It's not you're signed up for some raffle, $100 ticket, anything else.
Yeah.
Somebody wins this thing, you know, one out of X amount of people, but you win it.
And think about it. I mean, what great publicity for the Blackhawks and Chevy, whoever's driving this around Chicago, because they want to show it off. I'd love to have this thing.
Oh, definitely. It is a cool car. You know, it's got over 308 horsepower, I think is what it is.
Right.
You know, it handles really well. It's definitely nice.
We're talking to Corey Polka, the GM from Real Wheels Corporation in Gurnee. What kind of cars are you doing? What kind of people bringing their cars? What are you putting on cars? What are you doing?
So our main business is we're a manufacturer. We make parts for everything from semi-trucks, fire trucks, all the way down to something as small as like a smart car.
Really?
So we do a lot of promotional and project vehicles like this for companies. You know, in the past, we've done like a Cheap Trick Avalanche. We've
what?
Worked with,
for yeah, what?
For with the band. We worked in conjunction with
what, Rockman. Did Rick call you up and say, hey, guys, I got an idea?
Yeah, we actually contacted them and asked them, and he was all for it. He liked it so much. He said, hey, I got a smart car. Will you build it for me like the Avalanche? So we picked up his smart car, drove over there to his
right.
house, picked it up. We decked the whole thing out and brought it back to him.
Oh, my gosh. He's a huge car guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Rick Nielsen
yeah.
from Cheap Trick. He is. Yep. Did he show you his old Corvette?
I saw one of them over yeah. there. Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of cars. I mean, he's got a beautiful house in, I think, you know, like a six-car garage, but yep. he keeps his cars over in a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a car guy. And that's why we were surprised when he said, hey, I got this smart car. You know, do you want to work on that? But, yeah, it all worked out.
Was it checkerboard? Give me the visual. He's driving around Rockford in this thing?
I don't know if he still got it. The wheels were all done in, like, checkerboard
okay.
type pattern. We did the same thing with the Avalanche. And when we built that Avalanche, it had the running boards were actually, like, drumsticks.
Right.
The side mirrors were all done like guitar heads.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's
great.
Like, I love it. I need my mirror to look like that in the smart car. So we made his rearview mirror one of these custom-built aluminum machined, you know, guitar heads that go on there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. It's funny to have the visual of Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, this huge rock star icon guitarist, driving around in a smart car.
I know.
With a checkerboard,
yeah.
the Cheap Trick logo.
Yeah.
What are some other things for other celebrities that you've met?
You know, we've done one for Chris Angel when he was going really big into his shows.
Sure.
And, before he signed with his Cirque du Soleil and all that. And we first started with his Dodge Viper. I actually went to Vegas to go pitch him on this idea of having a, you know, magic-themed vehicle. And he brought us up to his suite. He sat us down on his bed in his bedroom, and he said, hey, you know, you guys need to go to me. You know, don't go to Lance Burton or any of these other guys. I'm the guy. You know, pick me to build this vehicle around. And so we absolutely agreed. You know, we wanted to be a part of it.
Right.
And we did a custom Hummer that was absolutely insane. I mean, I'm talking like the door handles used.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Oh, it's used sensors. So you'd swipe your hand in front of it and the doors would open.
Sure.
It had a card launcher out of the front. If you were looking at the front, we had one of the Chris Angel symbols and it had a little red light at it. And people would go to touch it. And when it did, it shot like a blast of air at them and just different types of tricks and fun little things.
Oh, my gosh, is that great.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
How do you find these people? You come up with these ideas. I know Rick came to you, but Chris Angel, how does he find you or how do these celebrities find you?
Yeah, like I said, that one was, you know, a project that we wanted to do. We've done stuff from, like, Donovan McNabb, asked for getting some custom parts made with, you know, his DM5 logo. We've done some stuff with Matt Forte making, you know, custom pedals and shifters for his Camaro that he
sure.
did using his logo. Yeah, I'm not sure how they find us. I think a lot of word of mouth type deal.
How long have you been in Gurnee?
We've been in business about 40 years. We've been in Gurnee for probably about 20, 25, somewhere
isn't that,
in there.
Isn't that great? I mean, people yeah. know you all over the United States, probably all over the world now.
Well, I'd like to think so.
And what are you working on now that we would say, wow, that's pretty cool?
Yeah. Right now, believe it or not, it's like custom fire trucks and tow trucks that we got going.
For what? For events?
Just like there's shows for this. There's okay. shows like this for the fire industry and towing
really?
Industries. And yeah.
So they need jacked up fire trucks and
a lot of chrome. You know, firemen like chrome. And yeah, so we definitely do stuff like that. And yeah, the tow trucks, they're just wild guys anyways.
You get a celebrity that called you up and said, I need you to do this. And you're like, no way. It's not going to happen.
I think,
or maybe a crazy rich person.
You know, I think it would depend what it is. You know, I'm always up for a challenge. So if
have
we
you
could
ever
do it.
Said no to anybody?
I can't say I've said no on building a vehicle. Maybe no on specific things. Like
okay.
if they wanted, you know, something just absolutely insane or ridiculous or impossible to meet a deadline.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, we try to do the best we can.
I mean, I can't believe where we've come from with cars and decorating and adding these extra bells and whistles. It's just crazy. I thought, you know, the big leisure vans back in the day where you had the shag mm-hmm. carpet, just to have carpeting in shag carpeting in a van, I thought was cool.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, I was just talking to my dad yesterday about this. We did a road trip in his old conversion van that he had. There's no back seats. He put a love seat in there.
Of course he did.
And my brother and I sat in the love seat from here in Chicago out to Niagara Falls.
Really? No seatbelts? Just
no seatbelt. Yep. We had a blanket on the floor if we didn't want to sit in the love seat anymore.
Right.
And that was about it.
And no internet back in the day?
No. Yeah. No internet. No cell phone.
You had to talk to your brother?
Talk to him. Look out the window. Figure something out.
Right. Talk to your parents.
Yep.
Have conversation. Maybe read a book.
Yeah.
Stop along the way. Have conversation.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe, you know, the whole Wi-Fi thing in cars, you know, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure my kids will end up appreciating it. But
you would think. Do you talk to your kids and say, you know, I remember when they used to have rusted out floorboards and we had a love seat in the back of our conversion van.
You know, I like to think I'm not all that old, but I still am already going to, you know, when I was a kid, I'm definitely already pulling that out.
We all do that as parents.
Yep.
And we look at our kids and say, you have no idea. I mean, we think that.
Yeah, exactly.
But we all do that. Corey Polka, the general manager from Real Wheels Corporation. What's your website they can go to?
It's realwheels.com, R-E-A-L-W-H-E-E-L-S.
That is easy. And they can go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to sign up for that Blazer, the Blackhawks Blazer.
Yep, you can come down to the show and check it out.
Where is it? We're at the Chevy display. Where would we see it?
It's in the South Hall, the opposite hall of where we're at right now.
Got it.
In the Chevy Dealers and Blackhawks Family Fun Zone.
And what happens at the Fun Zone? At the Blackhawks Family Fun Zone?
They got to shoot the puck over there. They got some different things to set up for some photo ops and stuff like that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. We have Sammy on the line. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk to Sammy Hagar. You want to talk to Sammy about anything while you're here?
Hey, you know, I'll stick around.
It's Sammy Hagar coming up next at 720 WGN.